dusk in Eureka Springs Cemetery. The old pine forest covering this place almost sounds like it's breathing with this steady wind blowing through. Winding paths traverse thousands of grave markers, some fresh, others plumb worn down, like faded silent picture actress Martha Von Savage's grave. She was known to wander town, dressed to the nines, until her death at the age of 94.
Oh, welcome. You caught me at my mirror, touching up my makeup. Ah, yes, one always likes to look her best. You never know when a movie director might be in town. Oh, I love Eureka Springs. Oh, yes. I often would walk through the city every day and just walk and look through the windows at the beautiful hats and the dresses and the shoes. Oh, these are my latest pair of shoes. Aren't they beautiful? Yes, I love Eureka Springs. In the early days, when I first came here to this area, in the 40s, I would go to the Basin Park and I would drink from the Basin Spring, and it would rejuvenate me from my little silver cup.
Miss Von Savage sparkles with theatrics and faux jewelry. The promise of treasure, silver and zinc, actually beckoned many a prospector to Eureka Springs back in the 1880s, like Charles Stewart Cragen, who's still digging for gold.
Concern rocks, doggone it, this the hardest ground I've ever come in contact with. Hello, I didn't know I had company. Hi. We got this little piece of property out in Winona Springs area out in Greenwood Hollow. Have anybody ever heard of that? It's beautiful out there. I'd tell you where it was, but then you might go looking for that mine I got. Well, we got a shaft, see? It's 30 foot deep. And I found a zinc vein about 3 foot long, about that long. You see, when you find zinc, well, there might be a little silver in there. Well, silver, everybody knows, just a couple ounces brings a lot of money, whereas zinc, it only brings about $22 a ton, and most of that's rock. Well, then you got to dig it out of that hole 30 feet. Then you got to put it in your wagon, and you got to take it to the smelter. Well, there ain't no smelter around here except for Newton and Boone County, and you can't load that on a railroad like here in Eureka, because all they do is bringing tourists in and out all day long. They're not bringing any ore out.
Along with the zinc and little bits of silver, I don't think they ever found gold around Eureka Springs, is tons of limestone, from which many of the buildings were constructed, including Carnegie Public Library, celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. And the spirit of its builder, Charles Connor, he's still excited about the building.
Way back at the beginning of last century, there was a lot of educated people in Eureka Springs. I can't say for today, but there was a need for a library. We had a lending library and a bookstore, but the Board of Trustees felt like they wanted something bigger, more people could use it, hold more books. So our postmaster, B.J. Rosewater, he wrote to Andrew Carnegie up in New York. And Andrew Carnegie, in April 1906, gave them $12,500. And 1 month later, the city of Eureka Springs contributed $1,250 for maintenance. And the following year, July 1907, they awarded me the contract.
Old Charles Connor had to blast out a bluff before he could erect the elegant three-story library. But with a crew of 14 stonemasons, they completed the task, which continues to be admired to this day. Some of those late 19th century stonemasons and other tradesmen likely visited Miss Kitty Goodwin, a very pretty Eureka Springs prostitute. In the 1880s, she operated out of a saloon on Old Mud Street. She still is enticing patrons from her grave.
Hi, I'm Miss Kitty Goodwin. I'm in Potter's Field here in the Eureka Springs Cemetery. I have got my own saloon and dance hall, and I want everybody to have a good time. It's a dance hall with a few rooms upstairs that I can rent out by the night or week or month. In fact, some of you fellas out there want to come back tomorrow night. I don't have rooms tonight, but I bet you I could find something for you tomorrow, maybe whip you up a breakfast or two with some biscuits and coffee in the morning.
But Miss Goodwin disappeared by 1890. She's supposedly buried here in Potter's Field. One of her Potter's Field grave mates is Oklahoma outlaw Cyrus Wilson. He and his gang tried to rob a Eureka Springs bank back in 1922, the year he died, shot dead.
And we got to Eureka Springs Tuesday evening and went out to Leatherwood Creek north of town and set us up a camp there. And we didn't have the money to afford no fancy hotel, and we wasn't wanting anyone to see us anyways. And well, we did go into town after dark that evening, just so we could have a look around, and we found the two banks downtown. We decided that First National Bank of Eureka Springs was a pretty easy mark for us. Now, we took off into town the next morning. Me, George, Charles, Mark, and John, we go into the bank, and we're standing there acting like we's writing out checks and deposit slips, trying to figure what to do next, and it just happened. Hell, it just happened. Silent alarm buttons in the floor of the bank. A couple of tellers had stepped on them. Alarms went off in other buildings around town. Not good for us. Well, we grabbed some hostages, and out the front door we was heading. I was the first one out. Something hit me awful hard right outside the front door, and I went down. I don't remember nothing after that.
Cyrus was killed by a local citizen, Ernie Jordan, who's also here. Cyrus says the best picture he ever took was by a news photographer when he was stretched out on the slab at the mortuary. Speaking of newspapers, you'll also get to hear Annie Ross House, Arkansas's oldest newspaper woman, talk about her 1890s career. She's buried here, too. And another Victorian-era career woman is Hattie Rice Cochran. She operated the old wooden basin bathhouse in the 1880s, the Sweet Spring Baths, and owned the elegant Palace Bathhouse, which served upper-crust Victorians. But she and many others are now below the crust here in this cemetery. So many bodies, so many stories buried in Eureka Springs Cemetery, ready to be seen and heard on All Hallows' Eve. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.